لبیک 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 خام نائی، لبیک 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 خام نائی، لبیک 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 خام نائی، لبیک 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 خام نائی.
ماشاءاللہ. It is this, these women and these youth that has always made a difference between the right path and the path of enemies. Imam stated that there is no doubt that when a nation awakes, when even its women rise up against the government and against the oppressors, it will be victorious if God so wills. I would like to invite Daniel Taqvi to come on podium and give a speech. For Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad salawat.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad.
Labbaik ya Hussein.
Labbaik ya Hussein.
Labbaik ya Hussein.
Labbaik ya Hussein.
Takbir.
Allahu Akbar.
Bismillah ar-Rahman
ar-Rahim. Allahu Akbar. Amin alayhi akbar.
Assalamu alaikum, brothers and sisters. I would like to start off with a quote of Imam Khomeini, which is very touchy to me, where he says, "They call us a nation of tears, but with these tears we have overthrown an empire." Takbir!
Allahu Akbar! Allahu Akbar! Allahu Akbar! Amin alayhi akbar!
The divine religion of Islam has rules, laws, and teachings for every walk of life, whether it be political, economic, social, spiritual, or civil affairs. This is something that Imam Khomeini implemented. There's a little biography that I want to go through about Imam Khomeini. Imam Khomeini was born in a town called Khomein, 160 kilometers southwest of Qom, on September 24th, 1902, which is also coincides with the birth anniversary of Hadhrat Fatima sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He was brought up in born in a family that had traditions of religious scholarships. Although his father passed away when he was only 5 months old, he carried along the religious tradition set by his forefathers, began Islamic studies at a very young age. And that was a little biography of Imam Khomeini. Remembering history and what he brought to Iran, as ones who exercise the religion with a sense of freedom in the Western societies, a great amount of respect is owed to Imam Khomeini, as we all do. Father of the Islamic Revolution, whose resistance against imperialist forces was pivotal in reviving what we see today in the followers of Ahlul Bayt. We live in fortunate times to follow teachings of Islam and Ahlul Bayt by the inheriting Islamic teachings backed by a strong government built on an Islamic foundation. Salawat. His movement was so pure. At once a jailer asked Imam Khomeini, "Where is your army? You're in jail now, where is your army?" He said, "My army is in the womb of the mothers today." His movement was so pure, he believed in the youth so much that he went through these struggles bringing this revolution, depending on the youth. That being said, despite the Western campaign against his movement, over the passage of more than 30 years, the Islamic Republic of Iran is still strong, alhamdulillah, and is a safe haven for those who seek to benefit from the amassed knowledge disseminating from the holy city of Qom. Over all these years, the Islamic Revolution has had to resist against a great number of conspiracies, as we all see in the media today, from both external and internal forces who were acting against interests of the Islamic government, a concept not new to us when we look at the path of our prophets and imams. Even after being imposed by sanctions for so many years, and still they are still talking about those sanctions till today, for many years, they are still debating on if these sanctions still should occur in Iran. Islamic Republic of Iran is still strong, even with those sanctions. Over all these years, Islamic Revolution has had resist against a great number of conspiracies, even after being imposed by the path of the prophets and imams. Even after being imposed by sanctions for so many years, Sayyid Ali Khamenei faces the same difficulties that Imam Khomeini did at that day and era. Removing conceptions, that's one of the main things that we need to speak about within our community. One of the biggest plots against the Islamic government is portraying it as a total government as opposed to a democratic system. Conceptions about the Vilayat al-Faqih concept is portrayed as a form of dictatorship. In all these discussions, however, the role of people within the Islamic government fails to get the attention it deserves, which is almost absent in a dictatorship. Involvement of us today as a youth, as our fathers, as our sisters, as our mothers, in today's world, people are very engaging but are fooled by the media. Which we all see in the media today, they start off by being on our side, towards the end, they change sides, and we don't even notice it, and we're fooled so easily by the media. The propaganda to form positive opinions about falsehood and generate artificial support for these elements. This is quite similar to what had happened to people in the past during the Battle of Siffin, Imam Ali and Muawiyah. Both engaged the people. They say history repeats itself. Except Muawiyah was able to get more support by lying to them and making them feel that it is a part of religion when it obviously wasn't. That is why when some of them came to the battle and spoke to Imam Ali, they realized the truth and turned around against Muawiyah. A true Islamic and divine leader will never lie to the people, and our imams clearly exhibited this with their actions. It was the people who, due the lack of their knowledge, chose to follow the wrong path. With that, I would like to end my speech and with a quote of Imam Khomeini, which is also very close to me, when he says, "We Muslims are busy bickering over whether to fold or unfold our hands during prayer while the enemy is devising ways of cutting them off." Let's remember that, stay united, and love our own unity, keep our unity alive amongst our people. Salawat.